Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And the Christianity that is in the world is rapidly disappearing, and it is also becoming more and more impotent. Now, the world today, as described in the book of Revelation, concerning what it would be like sexually and religiously, is a very interesting verse to read. Revelation 11 and verse 8. And their bodies, that is, the bodies of the coming two witnesses, will lie in the street of the great city which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So that is Jerusalem. But notice, it says, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. Sodom refers to the sexual mores that are extant in the end time, but also it reveals something very interesting, that there is a spiritual power behind it. And likewise, when it refers to Egypt, because these two things are inspired by Satan the devil. Now today, we have the New Age religion. That comes straight from ancient Egypt. Now this is also telling us that the world today is going to be far removed from God. And we've seen in how many segments have I given on how people have gotten rid of God in their churches, in their governments, in their homes, in their schools, and in their private lives. And they fail to realize that when you start moving away from God, pretty soon the slope gets steeper and steeper and steeper. And finally, you come to the edge. And it is a fantastic drop straight down into the spiritual abyss. And all human behavior becomes distorted. And we end up like we are now in the world. Now, getting back to the thing concerning same-sex marriages.
And to you, Sandy, take Chris to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love and cherish from this day forward.
I do.
By the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Why do you suppose Satan the devil is pushing this? And why do you suppose it is so powerful in the world today? And so when the Supreme Court of the United States did away with the Defense of Marriage Act, it welcomed open arms the homosexual community. Now, how far will it go? Where will it lead? Just this last month, Britain legalizes gay marriage as Queen Elizabeth II gives royal approval. Isn't that something? Approve of what God condemns. How far will that go?
No, it just keeps on coming. It's like the cascading domino effect.
I hate to say this, but I feel like people are almost getting bored with it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just seeing it in America, different states every week. You know, we just had Uruguay, we just had New Zealand, mm-hmm. and now Britain. So it's amazing. It's awesome. But
yeah.
I think people are getting a little complacent. And this didn't come without controversy, too, though. You know, it took a long time to get here, and a lot of it had to do with religion, as you were just talking about in Ireland.
Mm.
You know, a lot of conservative people, a lot of religious people in Britain, and they did not want it to happen.
Got some tweets here which are nice. Sarah Phelps says, so the Queen signed the marriage equality bill today, and about time too. Good work, England and Wales. Good work. Love is love. John Walker says, Britain becomes a more civilised country today. Gay marriage finally legal. Winchester says, marriage equality, so proud to live in the UK right now. Finally, this terrible government has done something right. Clearly not a fan of Cameron. Peter Seffelben says, saw this pic on Facebook, kind of loved it. They don't call her Queen for nothing.
I love this picture.
For nothing. And lastly, David Draymond says, bravo, what country is next? Britain legalises gay marriage. I can only say I hope that before the election in Australia later this year, the left-wing Prime Minister brings it to my homeland. That would be, that would be very welcome.
Well, I suggest if you want to know where it goes, it'll be much like my wife has said so many, many times. Satan the devil telegraphs what he's going to do in the movies. And so everything that you see in the movies, from homosexuality to bestiality to all of these things, they've been portrayed in the movies first. And they're coming to your hometown if they're not already there. And whenever any nation does that, they're going to suffer tremendous and terrible consequences. And also Pope Francis I.
Here's some breaking news right now. It comes from the papal aircraft. Pope Francis making a significant statement showing conciliation to gay priests and gays and lesbians all around the world. Josh, we've just gotten the bulletin from the aircraft.
And he says, not only will the role of women in the church be more prominent and important, this is also what he had to say in specific about gay priests. If someone is gay, and I'm quoting, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? End quote.
Now, he cloaked it in a way that if a supposed gay or homosexual is seeking the Lord, that we shouldn't judge them for doing that. But he never said anything about really repentance and coming to God. Now, if the Pope endorses it, what do you think that's going to do to many nations? Let me read you another one. And here is a religious leader of one of the religions of this world that still has some common sense and understanding concerning the Word of God. Oh, but many people won't listen to him, especially for those who remember the Cold War. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church says, recognizing same-sex unions brings us closer to the apocalypse. In other words, the end of the world. He says, we face enormous temptation when countries start approving sin and codifying it into law in order to justify it. Yes, indeed. How does that work? He's absolutely right there. Now let's come back here to Matthew 24 and let's see what Jesus said. Because you see, homosexuality can only prosper in a lawless society. And when they get the upper hand, see, they don't like anyone saying that homosexuality is wrong, it is a sin, it is against God. So they have had the government enact hate speech laws, really, while they hate all of those who believe in heterosexual marriage and the family. Pray tell, where did they come from? A test tube? Or did it require a mother and father? And the very thing that they practice is the exact opposite and brings sickness, multiple sins, and death. Now, I'm going to direct you to a website, Dr. Paul Cameron, and I want you to download the information concerning the physical health and well-being of homosexuals.
Well, first, we did an analysis of obituaries from the mainstream press as well as the gay press in San Francisco, as well as across the United States. We found that, on average, in the gay community press, this is the Bay Area Reporter for many years, but particularly from 2000 through 2012, that the average age at which people died was about 54 for gays and about 56 for lesbians. Now, that's a striking figure, because if you look at the mainstream press and you look at people who, let's say, got married, stay married, and one of their partner dies before they do, the median age of death for married, never-divorced-type men is 82, and for women, it's 85. So that's a big difference.
Because of the practices that they have now legalized by the Supreme Court in America and the Queen of England and in other countries. And of course, you need to understand that one of the duties of the State Department of the United States is to reach out to homosexuals in every nation of the world to encourage them and to follow the American lead. Now, just as the Archbishop of the Russian Orthodox Church says, when you legalize these things and make these laws, which are lawless, the law of the land, then you have a lot of difficulties that take place. Let's pick it up here in verse 10. And then shall many be led into sin, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. Because, you see, the homosexual community also has its own clergy. And they even have produced their own Bible. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the point I want to make is the next verse. Verse 12. And because lawlessness shall be multiplied. Now, how is lawlessness multiplied? By sin. And then making that sin legal. And making it the law of the land. And you are going to be absolutely shocked what the state of California has just done. Because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold, and that's why so many people hate each other. And the homosexual community needs to quit throwing around homophobics who are against it, calling them homophobics, when the truth is homosexuals are heterophobic. Now, we'll see how this comes about. But let's read a little more from the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. Those who follow their conscience and fight against such laws imposed by the minority are subjected to repressions. Yes, hateful. So he called upon Russians to ensure that this rule of law never happens in Russia. Amazing, isn't it? Quote, this is a very dangerous apocalyptic symptom, and we must do everything in our power to ensure that sin is never sanctioned in Russia by state law, because that would mean that the nation has embarked on a path of self-destruction. Isn't that something? We have gone so far down the slippery slope toward the cliff of disaster that even those who were once our enemies reject what we do as a nation. Continuing, he pointed out here that people who have been convinced that the only value is the freedom of choice and no one has the right to infringe on that, even when a person chooses evil or a socially dangerous behavior. Where sin is elected through freedom, there comes death, terror, and dictatorship. Now, doesn't he also know about that, having lived in the Soviet Union under a dictatorship? But of course. So he asked the people in Russia to pray that the slavery of sin that leads to self-destruction of the nation be avoided. Now, the Russians have virtually outlawed it, and all you can say to them is good for them. Now then, let's see what has happened in California. And here is a report that I have. It was passed in the Senate, passed in the Assembly, amended. Another article calls it, "Kids, don't forget to make your gender choice." Now, you know what they have done? They have said that children in school, the public school, they're away from their parents, away, and the teachers don't supervise them. And even if the teachers are against this, they're homophobic. And they are not with the program. And the program is to degenerate our children even more. And so this law, House Bill 1266, children can decide which lavatory they go into. They can choose either one. Now, you talk about lawlessness, and you talk about insanity. And it's like a man said once when someone said, "What's wrong with California?" And he answered, "Well, it's ruled by fruits and nuts."
Every single classroom in California, from kindergarten through 12th grade.
That's the point I was just making. It's starting in kindergarten. Five-year-olds are now, I don't know, exposed to what is transgender. Hey, Mommy, what is transgender? Am I transgender? It's very scary. Slippery slope.
Well, and also, we know that kids like to pull pranks.
Can you imagine now the boys want to go into the girls' bathroom, and the girls wanted to go into the boys' bathroom, and they can just say, "Oh, well, I was transgender for the moment." I mean, it's just going to cause, teachers are already overburdened with disciplinary issues and trying to keep control in the classroom. I just can't get my head around this morning.
I think it's a really good point, and I think being a parent, you can see that this is going to be it's going to be a liability bomb is what it's going to be, because you are going to have cases where students are going to feel from the minute that the school year starts that this is an invasion of their privacy. And I think that's the first thing that's going to be invoked. In fact, I think the Pacific Justice Institute has already announced that they're looking for plaintiffs.
How many sexual harassment cases are going to come up where he exposed himself to me? Yeah. I didn't want to see it.
Of course, there's
what are you doing in the boys' bathroom?
Right. And there's a more basic question of, really? This is the biggest educational problem in California. Right. Yeah. The test scores are going down. There are billions of dollars in the hole in debt. And this is the priority. Thanks, Jerry Moonbeam.
Yeah, you have one of the worst public school systems in the country.
California is run by a godless government. In the governorship, in the Senate, and in the legislature. And this is what happens. One boy said, "I can honestly say that I would have declared myself a female for that day if I could go in the girls' locker room. My raging teenage hormones would have left me no other choice." So you see what's going to happen? Now then, the next thing you have to do is legalize rape. So you see, once you start down the road of leaving God, unless you turn around and come back, you are going to go into deeper and deeper trouble. And so rest assured that this nation has a destiny with destruction. And God is going to bring it about. just exactly like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, let's understand a very important principle here. Now, we've covered these scriptures before, but now we need to emphasize them from the point of view that we are seeing the results being multiplied, just like Jesus said. Now, God did reveal himself to men and sent his word. But we're going to see that the homosexuals can't even leave the Bible alone. But try and alter it so that they can be sanctioned by the Bible. Now, isn't that a clever thing to do? It's called the Queen James Bible. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, let's see what happens to any society down through history, and we see it happening to us today. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 18 of Romans, the first chapter. Now, we need to cover most of this chapter because it defines exactly what is happening in the churches, in society, in schools, and in government. And those who are trying to do what is right, regardless of their number, whether few or many, the evil media doesn't report it. Now, verse 18, Romans 1. Indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Now, that one verse tells us an awful lot. Now, why do men do this? Because they are carnal-minded. They hate the law of God. They want to live their own immoral lives. And look at who they have to vote for in New York City. The laughingstock of the world.
Another story of corruption coming out of Albany tonight, and this one is a doozy. A reported attempt to buy the New York City mayor's office. State Senator Malcolm Smith was one of six people arrested this morning in New York City. The FBI says Smith and the others were part of a plan to rig the Big Apple's mayoral race. They believe that Smith put together a strategy to get on the Republican ticket, even though he's a Democrat. Smith reportedly recruited some help, too, paying off Republican Party chairman. Authorities explained today how they got the evidence they needed.
As alleged, Smith had repeated recorded conversations with these two men, sometimes in a hotel room, about making payments to party leaders so that he could run on the Republican line for mayor. He allegedly discussed which chairmen were susceptible to bribes, how much to pay them in total, how much to pay up front versus how much to pay after the deal was done.
Also charged in the plot were a New York City councilman, two GOP chairmen, a village mayor, and her deputy. Sadly, the arrests and charges of corruption are nothing new for state leaders. In fact, in the past 6 years, only 9 New York state senators have lost in general elections, but 11 have been arrested.
Wonder what God's judgment is going to be coming on New York City. Because it's coming. Because God will never be mocked. Notice verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them through everything that is created. It is vast. The evidence of God is overwhelming. And those who say there is no God are exactly as the psalm said. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And those are the ones who have the reins of government and education and religion. Now here's why. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that were made, both his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. How many Bibles are there in the world? How many times have we covered that? Do they ever open it and read it? Do they ever believe it? And what about you? Do you believe that God abolished some of his laws or all of his laws? Well, you got another thought coming. And if you do believe that way, it tells you you don't understand the Word of God. Now, please understand this. When the New Testament time came, God did not abolish the law. Jesus said, don't even think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And fulfill does not mean to abrogate. It means to bring it to a higher standard. So today, we are judged by the thoughts and the intents of our hearts, not just our outer behavior. Verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Isn't that exactly true? It's true in religion. It's true in government. It's true in education. And the lawless have gotten the reins of control, and there is no way to change it except by the return of Jesus Christ. And that's where we are with this. Now, verse 22, while professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. Now, we have much more to say on this, so we'll have to go to some more segments concerning this. I want you to see and to understand that what is described here in Romans 1 is the exact state of the United States of America and Western civilization today. And we are rushing headlong to the cliff of destruction. The only ones who can pull back from it are individuals who turn to God. And that's why we have church at home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and see our other website, cbcg.org, for we have hundreds of sermons on there that go in depth into the Bible so that you can learn the Word of God, know who God is, understand what you need to do, and understand that God holds everyone accountable for their own behavior. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.